Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We left off on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are at V'yesh Zuchus Tola Shalosh Shanim, about six lines into the page, at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said sometimes she'll have a Zuchus that will prevent the damage from happening to her for 3 years. So Zuchus to mine, what kind of Zuchus will last 3 years? Ilem is Zuchus to Torah, if it's the Zuchus of Torah, ha'en mitzuv v'yosahi. She's not mitzuv in Talmud Torah, so that shouldn't be such a great Zuchus for her. After all, that's the sugyan kiddushin daf chavtas. Pasuk says v'matim osamas b'neichem, and the Gemara dashens, yeah, b'neichem v'loas b'noseichem. So she has no mitzvah in Talmud Torah. Ella zuchus de mitzvah. Must be the zuchus of kiyum mitzvahs that are going to protect her. Well, zuchus de mitzvah, mi magna kulei hai, is the zuchus of a mitzvah that great? V'atanya ezu darash Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi ki ner mitzvah v'torah or tala kos v'esa mitzvah b'ner v'esa torah ba'or. The Torah associates mitzvah with a candle and Torah with or. As a mitzvah b'ner lo melecha man ner in a magina elefi sha'a, just like a candle only protects for a short amount of time, af mitzvah in a magina elefi sha'a. So to a mitzvah only protects for a short amount of time. Vesa Torah ba'or, but we compare Torah to light. Lo melecha ma or megin liolam, af Torah megina liolam, that just like light will protect for forever, so to Torah is forever. V'yomer, we have another pasuk that tells us that Torah will protect forever, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. Bis halechecha tanche osach, bis halechecha tanche osach ze Olam Hazeh. And then the pasuk continues, b'shachpcha tishmar alecha zo misa. That's even when a person is dead and he's buried, the Torah will protect him. V'akitzosi hisisichecha la'asulavo. That even during times of tchias amesim, the Torah that he learned is going to be a great zuchus for him. Mashal adam shei mahalich bishan layla. You give the mashal of a person who's walking in the darkness, va'afela, umesiari min akotzim, umin apchasim, and he's worried about all sorts of thorns and thistles and ditches in the ground where he can get hurt, umin abarkonim, and other types of thorns, umichayiro, umin alistim, and from wild beasts and from bandits, ve'en yodeh beze derech malich, and he doesn't even know where he's going, he's lost. Nizdam nelo avuka shalor, he gets a torch, nitzal min akotzim, umin apchasim, umin abarkonim, so now he can see where he's going, he doesn't have to worry about the thorns and the thistles in the ditches, but v'adayin misyari michai rom in alistin. He still has to worry about the wild beasts and the bandits. Ve'en yodeh beis adarach mahalich, and he has to worry about the fact that he doesn't know where he's going, doesn't have ways. Kivin sha'olam urashachar, once amur ashachar comes, nitzal michai rom in alistin. You don't have to worry about the beasts and the bandits because they don't come out during the daytime. So too, somun uzochet to Torah, which is like or, he's saved from everything, from sin, from yisurin, v'adayin in yodeh beis adarach mahalich, but he still doesn't know which way to go. He gila prashas drachim nitzam lekulam. But once he gets to a crossroads, he's saved from everything because he'll be able to see which direction he's supposed to go. So that's the nimshal is the yom hamisa, that someone who learns Torah, he's still not going to be trusted. He's still not going to be confident, rather, that the yetzer hara is not going to get the best of him not to learn Torah and to go back to a life of sin. And he always has to worry about that until the Yom HaMisa. Once he gets to that crossroads in life called the Yom HaMisa, now he's going to be saved from all of that. Davar Acher, another reason why we compare mitzvah to an er and Torah to ar, Aveira mechabe mitzvah. And Aveira can extinguish the schar of a mitzvah. But ve'ein Aveira mechabe Torah. And Aveira does not extinguish the schar of Torah. Shneamar mayim rabim lo yuchlu. All the water in the world is not going to be able to extinguish the fire, the fiery love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Torah and those who learn it. But bottom line is, we're still stuck with our question. What sort of zuchus would the sota have that would protect her for 3 years? It can't be the zchus of Torah because she has no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it can't be the zchus of mitzvah because there is no mitzvah that has such great zchus. So I'm Rav Yosef, mitzvah bi'idna da'asikba magna umatzla, bi'idna d'lo asikba agune magna atzule lamatzla. Torah, bein bi'idna da'asikba, bein bi'idna d'lo asikba magna umatzla. The zchus is the zchus of a mitzvah that's going to protect her. And when Rav Nachum Yossi says that a mitzvah doesn't protect her for more than a short period of time, that means it doesn't protect her from violating Averos. But while one is engaged in a mitzvah, it will protect from suffering and save her from the Yetzer Hara. but once the mitzvah is over, yeah, it's still going to protect her from suffering, but will not save her from the Yetzer Hara. Torah, even when you're done learning, Torah is going to continue, the Zechus of Torah will continue to protect one from the Yetzer Hara. So that's his answer, meaning, what is the Zechus that the woman has? It's the Zechus of a mitzvah, and while it's true, it doesn't protect from the Yetzer Hara, but it does protect from Yisurin. Maskefla Rabba Elameata, so Rabba asks, if that's the case, Doeg V'Achitofel, Milo Aski B'Torah, V'Amaylo Igina Alayhu. Doeg and Achitofel were two great, great Talmidei Chachamim, so why didn't their Torah protect them from the Yetzer Hara? They still did horrible averos. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says the difference between Torah and mitzvah is as follows: Torah be nadasik ba magna umatzla. While one is learning Torah, protects you from both the Yetzer Hara and from Yisurin. Be nadalo asik ba, when you're not learning Torah, gune magna umatzla. So it will protect you from Yisurin, but not from the Yetzer Hara. Mitzvah bein be nadasik ba, bein be nadalo asik ba, agune magna umatzla. A mitzvah, whether you're currently engaged in the mitzvah, or even not currently engaged in the mitzvah, it will only protect you from Yisurin, but not from the Yetzer Hara. So that's how he just touches up, just switches it up a little bit, that even Torah is not going to protect you from the Yetzer Hara while you are not learning. That's what he changed. But the same basic framework of an answer to the question. So the Gemara tells us, Ravina Amar, Ravina gives a totally different answer to the question of the Gemara. What zuchus does the sot have? He says, the olam zuchus Torah. You want to know what zuchus sot has? The zuchus of Torah. Udika amrit, einu mitzuviyosa. You're going to say, how could she have the zuchus of Torah? She's an einu mitzuviyosa. She has no requirement to Talmud Torah. Nihid de pekude lo mifkida, bagra in the makari, in the masani, on benayhu, venatun le gavrayu, adasu mi be medrasha, mi lo palgoin vadayu. She can have the full schar of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by encouraging her children to learn Torah, encouraging her husband to learn Torah. She gets a full chelek of that Talmud Torah. So main point over here, two opinions. What great zuchus a woman might have that will protect her for up to 3 years from suffering the consequences of a sota. One is the zuchus of a mitzvah, which may not protect her from the yetzer hara, but does protect her from yisurin. And the other is the zuchus of Torah, not that she learns, but that she encourages her husband and her children to learn. So now the Gemara goes back to explain the mashal that Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi said. My prashas drachim. You know, the mitzvah we compare it to a torch. The Torah we compare it to Amar HaShachar, when the sun comes up. So what's the prashas drachim? Amar Rav Chisda zet Talmud Chacham v'yom misa. It's Tomer Talmud Chacham who is engaged in Torah mitzvahs, and on the day of his death, he knows that he made it. That he made it all the way without going off the path. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar zet Talmud Chacham v'yereschet. That it's like a Talmud Chacham who's involved in Torah mitzvos, and he's zocha even to Yerushchet, that through that he's saved from everything. Through the Torah he learns what's a mitzvah, what's an isser, and what he has to stay away from. And therefore, through his Yerushchet, he's saved from following the Yetzer Hara. Mazur Tra'amah, Zeh Talmud Chacham desalkalei shmeitza aliba dehilchasa. A precious drachim that we're referring to, that final step where you're finally saved from everything, is when a person recognizes that he has the siyata de in Psak Halacha. That's how you know that he's in a good place. So main point number two, three opinions. What the mashal of the Prashas Drachim, where a person is finally secure from the Yetzer Hara, three opinions. One is the Yom HaMisa. One is a proper sense of Yerushchet. And one is the Siyata D'Shmaya of Paskening Halacha. Davar acher, avera mechabe mitzvah vein avera mechabe Torah. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi also said that an avera can extinguish the power of a mitzvah, but it cannot extinguish the power of Torah. Amar Rav Yosef, darshi Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi lahaikra kisina. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi was dorish this pasuk like the way it was meant when it was given in Har Sinai. V'il moli darshua dog v'achitofel achi lo radfu basa David. If only dog and achitofel would have known how to darsh in this pasuk, they would not have chased after David. They wouldn't have done what they did. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Lemar Elukim Azavo, that they said about David that Hashem has abandoned him, because since he was Baal and Ashes Ish, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned him, and they're not going to be punished for chasing after him because he doesn't have any zechus to save him. He did an avera, and that avera is going to extinguish whatever zechus he has. My drosh, and where did they learn this from, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had abandoned him because of his avera? V'lo yire b'cha ervas davar v'heinen Yodin, Shaver Mechabe Mitzvah, Vein Aver Mechabe Torah. They darshan the pasuk that Lo Yerbecha Ervas Davar, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees an Ervas Davar, he's going to leave you, he's going to abandon you, he's going to be Veshav Me'achorecha, the pasuk goes on to say. But they didn't realize that it's true. Any zchus of mitzvah he had could be extinguished by an avera, but zchus of Torah is not extinguished by an avera. Let's make that a main point as well. Doeg and Achitofel's primary mistake was that they thought David wouldn't have any zchus to protect him because of the avera that he did. They didn't realize that an avera only extinguishes the zchus of a mitzvah, but not the zchus of Torah. So Rabbi Nachum Riosi Darsh in the beginning of the pasuk, Mayim Rabim Leyuchul Lechabel Sasaava Unaharus Leishtefua Imitenish Es Kolhon Beso Baava Boz Yavuzulo. So the Gemara Darshan's based on the Mahalich of Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, the Hemshech of the Pasuk. So the Pasuk is talking about Torah, that Mayim Rabim, of all the Averus in the world, they're not going to be able to extinguish Torah. So my Boz Yavuzulo. Why, if a person comes and asks for all the money in the world for the sake of Torah, to be Nana from it, for Lomde Torah and Chachme Torah, why is it Yavuzulo? With the Schar of people who support Torah is very great. We're not mocking people like Azaria that was involved in business, and his brother, the Tana Shimon, was Osek in Torah and got supported from him in order that they should split the schar of the limud. And since Shimon was Osek in Torah, so he was called Shimon Achi Azaria, meaning since Azaria was one that enabled him to be Osek in Torah, we actually give him the cover of the Shimon Achi Azaria. So that certainly is great. When you have people who are willing to support Torah to such an extent, we would never mock such people. V'lok Rabbi Yochanan de Bein Nasiya, and the Pasuk is also not making fun of the Beis HaNasi that supported Rabbi Yochanan to be able to learn Torah. Ella ki Hillel v'Shevna. You know who we're mocking? People like Hillel and Shevna. The Chiyosar of Dimi Amar Hillel v'Shevna Achi Havu. Hillel and Shevna were brothers. Hillel Asak b'Torah, Shevna Avid Iskai. Hillel was involved in Torah, and Shevna was the one who was involved in business. L'sof Amrlay. And then at the end, afterwards, he said, Tana Rav Liflog. So Shevna came to Hillel and he said, come, let's be your partners together, and we'll split my money and we'll split your schar. Yotza Baskal Amra, Im Yitenishas Kolhon Beso. That's where you say, Boz Yavozilo. All the money in the world is not going to help, because he should have been helping at the very beginning. To come after the fact and decide, oh, now I want to help? No thanks. Now it's too late. So last main point, there is great schar and great honor for people who make a deal to support those in learning, but no great honor to people who afterwards try to split their money for half of someone else's schar of Talmud Torah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis.